This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 20th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As the day progresses, temperatures are comfortable in Tel Aviv, with sunny skies inviting many to enjoy the outdoors. In Jerusalem, a gentle breeze adds to a pleasant afternoon. Meanwhile, Haifa experiences mild weather, perfect for a stroll by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Qatar is experiencing a strategic shock in its energy and influence sectors due to the Iranian conflict, according to the Jerusalem Post. Also, earlier this hour, Al-Sisi stressed the importance of internal consensus for a Lebanon-Israel peace agreement, as reported by Walla. Also this hour, Israeli security forces have uncovered an Iranian terror network targeting a strategic oil pipeline, Ynet reports. Separately, the Polish foreign minister condemned the IDF after an incident involving a Jesus statue, I-24 News reports. And finally, police are investigating possible Iranian involvement in arson attacks on three London synagogues, as reported by JTA. Here's what people are saying online. Ariel Osseran reported just minutes ago that Jordan's crown prince has arrived in Doha to express solidarity with Qatar and Gulf states. Prime Minister Netanyahu, writing on X just now, emphasized Israel's commitment to Jewish values of tolerance and mutual respect. The Israeli news channel I24N EUS posted 6 minutes ago that Israel and Lebanon will hold a second direct meeting in Washington on Thursday. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the strategic situation in Qatar, the Jerusalem Post reveals that during the Iran conflict, Qatar faced significant missile threats. This has impacted its energy sector and geopolitical standing. The country's stability is crucial for regional energy security. Turning to the diplomatic efforts in Lebanon, Walla reports that Egyptian President Al-Sisi has urged Lebanon to build internal consensus for a peace deal with Israel. This underscores the regional desire for stability and peace in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Ynet details how Israeli security agencies have dismantled an Iranian terror network targeting critical infrastructure. This network's exposure highlights ongoing tensions and the crucial role of intelligence in national security. In a related development, I-24 News reports a significant diplomatic fallout as Poland's foreign minister criticized the IDF over an incident involving a religious statue. This incident could strain Polish-Israeli relations at a sensitive time. Finally, JTA reports that London police are investigating possible Iranian links to synagogue arson attacks. This raises concerns about the safety of Jewish communities abroad and the broader implications of Iran's reach. Turning to business and markets. First, in a recent development, CTEC reports that AI-linked legal citations have come under scrutiny following a court ruling raising questions about AI's role in legal processes. Separately, Ma'ariv Business highlights the unexpected financial burdens of divorce in Israel, emphasizing alimony and housing costs as significant post-separation challenges. And finally, Israel Hayom Business shares insights on Independence Day celebrations, showcasing new products from Amisragas Energy and the Nature and Parks Authority. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.